由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我哋嘅节目。
I want to talk to you about mercy.
今日我想同你讲讲关于怜悯嘅问题。
The reason why genuine mercy could not be shown without the power of Jesus Christ is because mercy is not natural.
如果冇耶稣嘅力量，真正嘅怜悯呢系冇办法显露出嚟嘅，因为怜悯并唔系自然而然咁样产生嘅。
It is no more natural today than it was during the time of Jesus' earthly ministry.
今日同当年耶稣在世传道嘅时候一样，怜悯并唔系天生就有嘅品德。
Rome despised mercy.
罗马人系轻视怜悯之心嘅。
Like Roman society, there are many people around the world who despise mercy and glorify brutality.
就好似当年嘅罗马社会，喺现今呢个世界，好多人呢仍然系唾弃怜悯，却系呢崇尚野蛮同埋残暴嘅。
Jesus said,
耶稣话
，Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
Jesus is not saying that if you show mercy to people, that people will show mercy to you.
耶稣唔系话如果你怜悯人，人呢就会去怜悯你啦。
This is a misunderstanding.
呢个系一个误解嚟嘅。
But rather, Jesus is saying that when I show mercy to others,
耶稣系话当我怜悯其他人嘅时候
，God's mercy will flow through me.
上帝嘅怜悯就将会咧系通过我去流露出嚟啦。
Remember this because I'm going to come back to it again.
请你记住呢一点，因为咧我将会再讲呢一方面嘅。
The less merciful I become,
我越系缺乏怜悯
，the further away I place myself from God's mercy.
我就越远离神嘅怜悯。
The higher you get in the pecking order of life, the more merciful you become.
你生命嘅层次越高，就越有怜悯之心。
The most merciful of all are those who are closest to the Father of mercy.
最靠近天父呢个怜悯之源嘅，先至系最有怜悯之心嘅人。
What is mercy?
究竟咩系怜悯呢
？There are many people who confuse mercy with grace.
有好多人将怜悯同恩典混淆。
Or mercy with forgiveness.
或者将佢同宽恕混淆。
Or mercy with justice.
或者将佢同公平混淆。
Or mercy with love.
或者将佢同仁爱混淆。
I'm going to explain mercy this way.
我想咧系咁样去解释乜嘢系怜悯。
Mercy is more than forgiveness.
怜悯系超越咗宽恕嘅。
Secondly,
第二点呢就是
mercy is less than love.
怜悯是低于仁爱的。
Thirdly,
第三点就是
mercy is different from grace.
怜悯是和恩典不同的。
Fourthly,
第四点就是
mercy is one with justice.
怜悯是和公平公义共存的。
Let us go through these four things.
就让我们来看看这四方面。
What do I mean by mercy is more than forgiveness?
当我说怜悯超越宽恕，究竟是什么意思呢？
In the epistle to Titus chapter 3 and verse 5,
在新约圣经的提多书那里，第三章第五节那里说，
It tells us that Jesus saves us not on the basis of our works.
嗰度话耶稣拯救咗我哋，并唔系因为我哋自己所行嘅义。
But according to His mercy.
而系咧，照住佢嘅怜悯去拯救我哋。
What did His mercy prompt Him to do?
佢嘅怜悯成就咗啲乜嘢咧？
By washing of regeneration,
就是呢使我们得着重生的洗。
God's forgiveness of our sins flows from His mercy.
神的赦罪是由祂的怜悯而生出来的。
And yet mercy is bigger than forgiveness.
但是怜悯是超越了宽恕，是比宽恕更加伟大的。
Why?
为什么我这样说呢？
God is merciful to us even when we don't sin.
即使我哋系冇犯罪嘅时候，神都一样系怜悯我哋嘅。
Just as you and I can be merciful to someone who may never have wronged us.
就好似你同我可以对一啲从来冇得罪过我哋嘅人系怀抱住怜悯之心。
But forgiveness becomes operational only when wrong is committed.
但是呢，只有在有人犯错的时候呢，我们才需要宽恕的。
But mercy is operational all the time.
而怜悯呢，却是一直都在存在。
Mercy leads to forgiveness.
怜悯可以带来宽恕。
But mercy can be exercised in all circumstances.
但是怜悯亦都可以在其他各种各样的情况底下发挥作用。
God's mercy does not just forgive us our transgressions.
神的怜悯不单只是宽恕我们的过犯，
but it reaches to all areas of our lives.
而是呢，覆盖了我们生命的每一个层面。
God's mercy reaches down to our weaknesses.
神的怜悯可以直达我们的软弱那里。
God's mercy reaches down to our needs.
可以覆盖我们的需要。
God's mercy reaches down for our protection.
神的怜悯可以保护我们。
God's mercy reaches down for our direction.
又可以指引我们的方向。
And that is why I said earlier that mercy is more than forgiveness.
所以我就说，怜悯是超越宽恕，怜悯是比宽恕更加伟大的。
And that mercy results in forgiveness.
而怜悯呢，亦都系可以引发宽恕嘅。
Let us look at point number two.
我哋嚟睇下第二点啊。
That mercy is less than love.
怜悯嘅第二点系乜嘢咧？就系话怜悯系低于仁爱嘅。
Forgiveness flows out of mercy.
饶恕来自怜悯。
And mercy flows out of love.
而怜悯咧就系来自仁爱嘅。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Paul said.
在新約聖經以弗所書的第二章第四至到第五節那裡，保羅說，
But God being rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
保羅說，然而神既有豐富的憐憫，因他愛我們的大愛，當我們死在過犯中的時候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Just as mercy is more than forgiveness, love is more than mercy.
正如怜悯超越宽恕一样，仁爱亦都超越咗怜悯。
Love can manifest itself in many ways that does not involve either mercy or forgiveness.
爱系可以用各种嘅方式嚟去显明嘅。而不是一定要在怜悯或者宽恕里面去呈现、去体现出来的。
Love loves all the time.
爱是无时不在的。
The Father loves the Son.
圣父爱圣子。
The Son loves the Father.
圣子亦都爱圣父。
There is neither sin nor need in either persons, but love is there.
既冇罪，亦都唔系咧，佢哋任何一方有需要，但系咧，爱已经存在啦。
The Father and the Son love the holy angels.
圣父同埋圣子亦都爱圣洁嘅天使。
Angels don't sin.
天使系唔会犯罪嘅。
Nor do they have need.
佢哋亦都唔系因为有需要。
Yet they are loved.
但系佢哋一直都被爱。
When you and I get to heaven,
当你同埋我上咗天堂
，we will neither have sin nor need.
我哋既冇罪，亦都冇咁样嘅需要。
But God will still love us.
但系神系仍然爱我哋嘅。
Love manifests itself in mercy.
爱喺怜悯之中显露出嚟。
And mercy produces forgiveness.
怜悯就产生宽恕。
If mercy is a physician,
如果怜悯是一位医生
love is a friend.
那爱呢就是一个朋友了。
If mercy is for a need,
如果怜悯是为了一种需要而存在
love loves whether there is a need or not.
那但是呢无论你是不是需要爱呢都是会存在的。
If mercy is for our times of trouble,
如果在我们遇到麻烦的时候才需要怜悯
Love is for all the time.
那爱呢就在任何的时间呢都是存在的。
You can show mercy without loving.
你可以表露怜悯不需要用爱。
But you cannot love without showing mercy.
但是当你爱其他人的时候不能够不表达怜悯之心。
The third explanation of mercy is this.
怜悯的第三个解释呢就是
Mercy is different from grace.
怜悯和恩典是不同的。
In the final analysis, all of our problems emanate from sin.
讲到底所有的问题呢都是产生在我们的罪那里的。
Let's think about this.
我们呢来这样去考虑一下。
Marital problems emanate from selfishness and pride.
婚姻的问题是来自呢我们的自私和骄傲那里的。
Discord and disunity emanates from envy and jealousy.
而人与人之间意见不合产生分裂就是来自呢我们的嫉妒那里。
Even sickness and disease have entered into our world as a result of Adam's sin in the garden.
甚至疾病和苦难是因为亚当在伊甸园里面犯了罪而带入我们的世界的。
In the midst of all of our problems, mercy comes in and gives us relief.
在所有这些问题里面怜悯带给我们解脱。
But grace deals with the root of our problem.
但是恩典却是解决我们问题的根源。
In all of our problems, mercy comes in and deals with the symptoms.
在我们所有的问题里面，怜悯解除问题的症状。
But grace deals with the cause.
而恩典呢，就解决我们的病根。
Mercy offers a reprieve from punishment.
怜悯提供给我们惩罚之前的一个缓刑。
But grace offers a complete pardon.
而恩典呢，却是给了我们完全的赦免。
Mercy relieves our pain.
怜悯减轻了我们的痛苦。
But grace cures the disease.
但是恩典呢，却是医好了我们的病。
In our salvation,
当我们得救的时候
When we repent and turn to the Lord,
当我们悔改回返到去神面前的时候
Mercy says,
怜悯就说了
Now you're not going to hell.
现在你不会去到地狱那里了。
But grace comes in and says, yes, you are going to heaven.
而恩典呢更加会说是啊你将会去天堂。
Mercy says, I feel sorry for you.
怜悯说我为你觉得很难过。
Grace says, I pardon you.
而恩典呢就说我赦免你。
Mercy says, I will overlook your mistakes.
怜悯话，我会轻看你嘅过犯。
But grace says I will remember them no more.
但系恩典呢，就话我会忘记你嘅过犯。
Fourthly,
第四个解释咧就系
mercy is one with justice.
怜悯系同公义并存嘅。
Many people would want us to believe that mercy and justice don't go together.
好多人要我哋相信怜悯同公平公义咧系唔能够共存嘅。
They tell us that mercy and justice are opposed to each other.
他们告诉我们怜悯和公平公义是互相抵触的。
And therefore some opt for denying one of the most important characteristics of God, namely his justice.
所以有些人呢就否定了神最重要最重要的特性之一，也就是他的公义了。
Why?
为什么那些人会这样的呢？
They see no place for justice in their understanding of mercy.
因为他们在自己所理解的怜悯里面是看不到有公义的。
They say God can't be both merciful and just at the same time.
他们说神是不会同时又公义又怜悯的。
They say if God is completely just, then how could he even punish sin?
他们说如果神是完全公平、完全公义的话，那他为什么不去惩罚罪恶呢？
They say if God is merciful, he would never punish sin.
他们说如果神是怜悯的神，那他就不会惩罚罪了。
But the scripture is very clear.
但是圣经其实已经讲得非常清楚了。
Mercy that ignores sin is false mercy.
漠视了罪的怜悯是虚假的怜悯。
Mercy that refuses to deal with sin is sentimentality and not mercy.
不愿意面对罪的怜悯只是感情用事，而不是真真正正的怜悯。
It is this false mercy that stops thousands of parents from disciplining their children.
正是这种虚假的怜悯使到成千上万的父母不能够好好地去管教他们的子女。
And the children end up living in sin and wickedness.
结果这些子女就活在罪孽和邪恶之中了。
It is this false mercy that says to society that we should not hold people responsible for their sins.
正是因为社会上面弥漫着虚假的怜悯，误导了啲人唔需要对自己嘅罪负责。
Let me explain something to you.
让我嚟解释一下。
To ignore justice is to desecrate mercy.
忽视公义系践踏怜悯嘅。
To ignore justice is to create anarchy.
忽视公义系会造成混乱嘅。
To ignore justice is to cheapen grace.
忽视公义就是贬低恩典。
To ignore justice is to deny the truth.
忽视公义就是否定真理。
Listen to what Psalm 85 verse 10 tells us.
请听诗篇85篇第10节所讲。
Mercy and truth are met together.
那里说慈爱和诚实彼此相遇。
There can be no mercy without a price.
怜悯不是没有代价的。
Let me give you an explanation.
我给一个解释你。
When one of my children has a car accident,
当我其中一个的仔是发生了车祸
and then they come to me and ask for forgiveness,
那他们呢就来到我的面前是请求我呢去原谅。
I will have mercy on them and forgive them.
我呢是会怜悯他们原谅他们的。
But someone has to pay for the cost of the accident.
但是一定要有人呢是对这个的车祸呢是付上代价。
And it's mostly me.
而这个人呢很多时都是我来的。
So mercy is not free.
所以呢，怜悯并唔系冇代价嘅。
In any act of mercy, someone has to pay the price.
无论系任何形式嘅怜悯，都总有人呢系要付出呢个代价。
There are some people who think they can receive God's mercy and that they will go to heaven without repentance.
有啲人认为佢哋只要接受神嘅怜悯，唔需要悔改就可以上天堂啦。
They're going to be shocked.
我谂咧，佢哋将来一定会好震惊。
And therefore, it is wrong to preach cheap grace.
所以宣讲廉价嘅恩典咧系错误嘅。
Or that you can have salvation without repentance.
亦即系嗰种话唔需要悔改就能够得救嘅讲法系错误嘅。
That offers people false hope.
呢种讲法误导咗啲人，产生空洞嘅盼望。
Through false gospel.
因为佢哋听到虚假嘅福音。
And if anyone is depending on their good deeds to make it to heaven.
而如果任何人认为可以借助自己嘅好行为去进入天堂。
Don't count on it.
呢个谂法呢亦都系靠唔住嘅。
And I want to stop right now.
而在这一刻呢，我就想是特别跟你讲
And tell you that you need to repent.
我想告诉你知呢，你是需要悔改的。
And to ask for God's mercy.
并且要求神怜悯。
So that he may forgive you.
神呢，是会宽恕你的。
And then point you on your way to heaven.
并且呢，是为你去指出上天堂的道路。
Do not presume.On God's mercy.
请你呢是不要自以为是这样去曲解神的怜悯。
If anyone thinks that they can come to God on their own terms, you need to stop that immediately.
如果有人认为可以用他自己的方式来到神的面前，那你呢就要临崖勒马了。
Because God's mercy is not only based on his love, but it is also based on his justice.
因为神的怜悯唔单止咧系基于佢嘅大爱，亦都系基于佢嘅公义嘅。
God's mercy is not grounded on sentimentality, but it is grounded on His blood that was shed for you.
神嘅怜悯唔系基于佢嘅同情、佢嘅伤感，而系基于佢为你牺牲流血。
Which is the payment for the penalty of your sin and my sin.
这个呢就是为了你和我的罪而付上的代价了。
And the penalty of the sins of all those who repent.
也都是呢为了所有愿意认罪悔改的人付上的代价。
The good news of the gospel is this.
福音的内容呢是这样的。
The price of your sin is paid for in full.
你的罪所需要付出的全部代价呢都已经呢是付清了。
On the cross,
是在哪里付清呢？是在十字架上面。
God's justice was satisfied.
在那里，神的公义得到满足。
And when you trust in that act as it is done on your behalf, you will receive mercy.
当你相信这一切都是为了你而成就的，那你就会得到怜悯了。
Don't believe those who tell you that God ignores sin.
千祈唔好相信嗰啲人所讲嘅关于神忽视罪恶嘅讲法
，or compromise his righteousness，
又或者咧系讲神咧系向公义妥协
，or that everybody is going to make it to heaven，
又或者咧系讲话人人都可以上天堂等等呢啲错误嘅讲法。
Those who tell you that are digging a deep well and covering it with straw, and then leading you to walk on it.
讲这些说话的人就是挖了个陷阱在上面铺了一些稻草然后引你走上去。
And that is why God has very special judgment for false teachers and false preachers.
所以呢神是特别严厉地去责备惩罚那些假师傅和假先知的。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
This does not mean that you can earn mercy when you exercise mercy.
这个呢并不是说如果你实践怜悯就可以赢到怜悯了。
No.
不是这样讲的。
Such an idea is contrary to the entire word of God.
呢种谂法同神嘅话语啱啱相反。
What Jesus is saying is this.
耶稣嘅意思咧系
，When you exercise mercy，
当你愿意去怜悯人嘅时候。
Then your heart is in such a condition that you can receive more mercy to share with others.
你的心呢，就会接受更多的怜悯来去跟其他人分享。
Remember, I told you I want you to remember this.
还记不记得我讲过这一点，是请你记住这一点的。
The more you draw closer to the Lord,
你越是亲近神，
the more mercy you receive.
就会越得到咧，系越多嘅怜悯。
And the more mercy you receive，
而你得到嘅怜悯越多咧
，the more mercy you exercise，
你就越会去怜悯人啦。
And the more mercy you exercise，
而你越去怜悯人咧
，the more mercy you receive，
你就能够得到更多更多嘅怜悯啦。
In other words， you become a channel for mercy。
换句话来讲，你将会成为一个怜悯人的一个渠道。
And if mercilessness is blocking that channel，
而如果有一种残忍的心态是阻塞了这一条的管道的时候，
God will not be able to keep pouring his mercy through you，
神就不能够再通过你去倾倒他的怜悯在其他人身上了。
When you show mercy, you experience liberation.
当你流露出你的怜悯的时候，你就会经历释放。
When you exercise mercy, you are set free.
当你去怜悯其他人的时候，你就会得到自由了。
When you show mercy, you are not dragged down by the grudges that sap your energy.
当你去怜悯其他人的时候，你就不会受到怨恨缠累而消耗了你的精力。
When you exercise mercy, you become unshackled from the emotional chains that paralyze you.
当你怜悯其他人的时候，你就可以解脱情绪的羁绊，而不至于是变得麻木不仁的。
When you exercise mercy,You break the spiritual bond that is stopping you from being fruitful in ministry.
当你怜悯其他人的时候，你就可以打破心灵的捆锁，在侍奉上面多结果子。
When you exercise mercy, you are liberated from the darkness of bitterness that is hindering your spiritual growth.
当你去怜悯其他人的时候，你就会从阻碍你的属灵生命成长那种的痛苦黑暗里面解放出来。
You are liberated from the critical tongue that points and shoots at other people.
你就会从针锋相对的恶意批评里面解放出来。
God is the physician.
神是一位医生。
God the merciful wants to operate on you tonight.
这位满有怜悯的神今日就要医治你了。
He wants to remove all blockages.
他要帮你拿开一切的阻挠。
Will you let him?
你愿不愿意让他医治你呢？
I want to invite you to do so.
请你现在就这样做吧。
Until we see you next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。